Beauty Pop, the show that'll keep you in the know about popular Hollywood trends in fashion, fitness, makeup, hair care, and skincare. Keeping it real and coming straight from the heart. Hi there, I'm your host, Melina Gay, and welcome to Beauty Pop.
Well, hello there. This is Melina, and thank you for tuning in to another fantastic edition of Beauty Pop. We're going to jump right on into this week's Color of the Week. This week's color is burgundy. Now, burgundy is a deep shade of red. It's named after Burgundy wine. Now, this wine is named after the Burgundy region of France. See how everything just flows together? So, now, burgundy is a popular color in both men's and women's fashion, and it's used for furniture and for linens as well. I know I personally had a shower curtain one time that was burgundy, and it was actually quite fabulous, so it is definitely a very popular color. As far as cosmetology goes, a brighter shade of burgundy called vivid burgundy is also used for dyeing hair. Passports of the European Union member states are burgundy. And Venezuela's athletes traditionally wear burgundy uniforms in international competitions. And because of this, people give them the nickname red wine. Now, the color burgundy is also the color of Blackpool Football Club, their third team kit. This was chosen by Latvian owner Valery Bilikon, who wanted a kit which represented the flag of Latvia. Interesting facts about the color burgundy. Well, burgundy symbolizes wealth, success, prosperity, and elegance. And the color burgundy in a rose, or actually just a very, very deep color, is also symbolic of unconscious beauty. Ooh, burgundy, burgundy. So wear some burgundy this week and be wealthy, successful, prosperous, and elegant. And now we're going to jump right on into our segment of Melina Says. But before that, I want to say hello to our very special guest today, Miss Phoenix Rose. How are you today, Phoenix?
Hi, I'm doing great.
Good. Well, welcome to Beauty Pop. I'm so excited to have you.
Thank you for having me, Melina. I appreciate it. Always nice to talk to you.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you. You're so kind. You're always a wonderful guest. I'm so excited to have you back this time by yourself. Last time you were with all of your cast members of 215 Stilettos. But now
yes,
this time we're going to talk to you by yourself and see what you have going on in just two shakes of a lamb's tail, because I'm going to get right into Melina Says. And this week, guess what we're going to talk about?
What?
You're never going to guess. No clues or anything. It's the Ten Commandments of Anti-Aging. It's a hot topic, and everybody wants to look younger and stay looking beautiful, and I know that your age is different from your look, and so many women have this wonderful, wonderful problem of looking younger than they actually are. So I'm going to tell you steps of how to keep it that way and keep them guessing.
Okay.
Okay, so rule number one is wear sunscreen and not just at the beach. So rain or shine, liberally applying a broad-spectrum sunscreen that contains both UVA and UVB protection every day is the single most important thing you can do to prevent sun damage and skin cancer. Rule number one. Rule number two, quit smoking. In addition to causing cancer and bad breath, smoking cigarettes destroys collagen and elastin and decreases levels of estrogen, which is absolutely necessary to keep skin firm. And I know you don't smoke, so this does not apply to you. This applies to everyone.
No, it doesn't apply to me.
Rule number three, use a retinoid. It's the best way to slow down the clock with a cream. What is a retinoid? Well, retinoids minimize the appearance of existing age spots and fine lines, and they prevent new ones from forming. Now, you can get them that's already in cream, or you can get it singularly at your local CVS or pharmacy of your choice.
Right.
Number four. Right. It's very important, these retinoids. Very important.
Mm-hmm.
Number four, stay hydrated, and no, Diet Coke does not count. water. The more hydrated your skin, the better your wrinkles will look. And that is saying that says Montclair, New Jersey dermatologist Janine Downey. Drink lots of water, cut back on coffee and soda, and moisturize regularly.
Yeah.
Absolutely imperative. That's why there's day cream and night cream. We have to keep the moisture in.
Mm-hmm.
Number five, oh my gosh. Well, actually, jumping back to number four, when to stay hydrated. Actually, if you live, it's one benefit about living in a humid environment. And I know you on the East Coast, I'm from the East Coast, so I know firsthand. And in summertime, that humidity is a beast and a half.
It's oppressive. I was just actually saying that earlier today. It's heavy. It's just that humidity weighs you down so much. You've got to keep drinking water.
Yeah, you do, but just think, it's keeping your skin beautiful.
Yeah, it does. It keeps you really moist. Like, your skin looks moist and dewy all the time over here. It does.
Exactly, and that keeps you looking younger. So hydrate. Number five, sleep well. The expression beauty rest actually has some science behind it. So not only does your skin require downtime to repair itself, but sagging skin and puffiness around the eyes make wrinkles look much worse than they actually are if you have them. So what we need to do is not get them, and how we can do that is getting good sleep.
Mm.
Number six, maintain a healthy weight. Now, not surprisingly, yo-yo dieting is not great for your skin because skin loses elasticity over time. And the more your weight fluctuates, the harder it is to snap back into shape. So just maintain. Now, it's hard to get to your ideal weight, but then once you get there, maintaining it is the easy part. Just got to keep at it.
Mm-hmm.
So number seven, you want to eat right. Your skin receives nutrients not only from creams and treatments, but also from the food you eat. And the more balanced your diet, the younger that you'll look. And if you're not taking a multivitamin, start now.
Mm-hmm.
Now, keep skin happy. Eat more fatty fish, such as salmon. Dark green vegetables like broccoli and spinach, almonds, and walnuts, and drink lots of antioxidant green tea. Lay off the refined sugar and booze because both cause aging inflammatory reactions in the skin. So just
I'm a Splenda girl. I don't use a lot of Splenda, but I don't use sugar, you know what I mean? Like, once I realized I needed 2 packs of Splenda versus, like, 10 sugars, I started using Splenda. So I'm not, like, so bad. Some people still put, like, 10 Splendas in place of the 10 sugars. I am an artificial sweetener. Not for baking and stuff, but definitely for my coffee.
Well, artificial sweeteners, from what I understand, they're not good for you. If you're going to have sugar, the best sugar is raw brown sugar.
People have been telling me lately, like, what? Just use the sugar. And so they can go back to using sugar.
Raw brown sugar is the best. If you have to use sugar, it's best not to use any at all, but, you know, come on.
You know, I love it with taste buds downgrading from the sweetness.
I know, we have to have some sweetness. Well, why not? You know, all we have to do is just put our fingers in it. Ladies out there, all you do is put your fingers in your tea, and that's enough sweetness because we are all sweet and beautiful.
I love it.
All we have to do. Well, number eight is get moving. Now, exercise increases blood flow to the skin and promotes a glowing, healthy-looking complexion. Working out for just 30 minutes, 4 or 5 days a week can make a huge, huge difference. And it can be, you can go to the gym and have an absolutely gorgeous trainer like I do named Renee, and he's, like, fantastic, and I enjoy going to my gym training sessions. Or you can just go walk around the block. My grandmother walks around her house. That's her exercise. Walk a dog. Just get out. And I know, well, it's the outside of the house, but not the inside. Getting out there and get moving is the best way, you know, to keep age away. Number nine, try to relax. Now, the mind-body connection is a powerful one, so do whatever you need to do to decompress. Stress causes cells to age faster, and that absolutely shows on the skin. We know, Phoenix, like when we're really stressed out and we look in the mirror the next day and we see all this craziness going on, it's like, what the heck happened? I know I was stressed out, but it really does make a difference. And when you get your rest and drink water and relax, It makes a big difference. And yeah, number 10.
People even say it. People say it. Oh, you look tired. You look this. You look that. You know?
Yes. Yes. They add the commentary to it. And it's like, don't you think I know I'm tired? I don't need you to tell me. I know I'm tired because I'm the one tired. I don't need a new sweat. But yeah, people do. It shows because it shows all over, literally all over your face. And no, number 10, don't pick. Now, I know you got the same advice when you're a teenager. Sun damage causes dark spots as you age, but so does picking at your blemishes. And since the skin takes a lot longer to repair itself as we age, the spots won't disappear right away. So do not pick those blemishes. Don't pick, don't pick, don't pick. Now, I know that we can say that till the cows come home, and there will be some blemishes that we picked. I just picked one last week. And it just just calls to us to pick it. And then as, I don't know about you, but as I'm picking it, I'm like, stop. I have to stop doing this. But I'm like, no, it's almost finished. It's this crazy obsession we have with picking our skin, but we have to learn to just say no.
I have a little secret for that. Like, those bumps, because I was blessed with good genes for, like, pimples. I never broke out. I didn't go through breakouts or anything. So,
wait a minute. Hold on. Phoenix, let me ask you this. Phoenix, I hate to cut you off. Are you on a speak? I can't really understand you very well.
I took you off. Yeah, I came off. Okay. I came off. I'm on regular now. Yeah, but I was saying about the pimples. That I didn't have to really the breakout through my teenage years or anything. I've never had a problem with breakout skin. So instead I get, like, the really big bump once a month, you know, that ignorant bump we might get. So what I would pick that. So, but I learned to put a, you know, you can put hand sanitizer on it and it's gone, like, the next day.
Really? Wait a minute.
Hand sanitizer.
You have a pimple, and you put a hand sanitizer.
Yeah, you just, like, put it on your finger, and I will do it, like, for, like, if I'm playing in the mirror, you know how you could just be home, you just keep putting it on there, and it's gone by the next day. It's, like, totally dried up. You can't pick it anymore because you don't want to because you've seen it's dried up. Like, that's, like, 3 days of drying overnight.
Okay, shut the front door. Like, oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm so serious. Wow. Yep, it's hand sanitizer. And before that, you know, the other secret with Neosporin, but it doesn't work nearly as fast as a hand sanitizer.
Because
I don't get pimples, so when I get one, it's really big.
Right. So. It's a mother of a pimple.
So, yeah. So I'm like, oh, I'm just going to have to dry you up from down in the roots. So I'll just keep that. That's the best. That's like that's an insider secret. It's stuff that you can use. Yeah, but that hand sanitizer and the gel, because it's not like regular alcohol, it's so liquidy, you know, it's so loose, the consistency, it sits on there because it's a gel.
Well, wow, that is, thank you so much for that tip. I'm going to take that and run to the bank with that because that is awesome. That is awesome.
Right.
Thank you for sharing that. That's such a wonderful beauty tip. And for chiming in our fantastic Melina Says segment as we talk about the Ten Commandments of Anti-Aging. So we are going to take a quick break, and then we are going to come right on back and chat with you, the fabulous right here on Beauty Pop. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Before I tell you what vanity is, let me tell you what it isn't. Vanity isn't about narcissism. Vanity is about self-esteem, and who couldn't use some of that? The foundation of vanity lies in all natural, skin-nourishing, brain-boosting agents, all conveniently packaged in a fruity beverage supplement. Vanity is different. Science confirms what we consume affects our skin, our overall appearance, and our liveliness. Vanity is a choice for better living, confidence in what you're drinking, and letting the best of you shine through. And who says you can't have it all?
Vanity, a unique, all-natural beauty supplement drink that helps revive you from the inside out.
Crystal Coral Seas is a fine gemstone jewelry line that authenticates and promotes a collection of high-quality jewelry that is exclusive to the Melina brand.
The Melina Gay Signature Collection is a process of the knowledge that has been obtained from many years of jeweled artisan experience and international travel. Unique to most jewelry collections, the MGSC staff travels the world to obtain the best quality gemstones at the most affordable prices while keeping up with the latest styles.
All of Melina's pieces from her custom signature collection have been designed and created by experienced hand crafters. This allows all of the exquisite and unique pieces the options of making any adjustments or refinements, thereby creating an even more personalized custom piece.
For your next memorable moment,
MGSC.
Available at LL's Consignment Boutique, located at 1205 North La Brea in Inglewood.
And also available at MelinaGaySignatureCollection.com. So, welcome back to Beauty Pop. I'm your host, Melina Gay, and I'm with special guests, Phoenix Rose and Phoenix. Let me introduce you. Hey, girl, how are you?
Great.
Good, good, good. How about that vanity drink? That sounds like something that maybe we need to take a little try
of. Yes. I was listening to the commercial. I actually really like the drink. It tastes very good. I can't wait to get some more and just, you know, follow the product more and get to know more about the product. And I like that, you know, they're making vanity a good thing as opposed to, you know, all these years, you're vain. It's okay. We're women. You're supposed to feel good about yourself. And, you know, they said vanity was about self-esteem. And it really is.
It is.
I love that whole concept. And the drink tastes awesome, too. So that's great.
Well, that's a great combination. It tastes great, and it has a good connotation. And I bet the people who said that being vain had a negative connotation. They were just not nice people. I bet they were ugly. And I don't mean physically ugly.
Because they didn't feel good about themselves, so they don't want you to feel good about yourself. But
they were horrible on the inside. Mm-hmm.
Yes. So I'm loving it. I love the name. It's bold. You know, it's fresh. I love it.
Absolutely. It's bold and it's fresh and it's fantastic. And speaking of bold and fresh and fantastic, that is you. That is you, my friend. And so we are going to start talking about you, the fabulous reality artist, Phoenix Rose. And for those who don't know, I'm going to read a little bit of your bio. Now, at the tender age of 11, you found yourself needing to seek shelter from your own home. And you spent your childhood on the streets of Philadelphia, living and moving from home to home as a foster child. And from the age of 11 to 21, which is the legal age of emancipation from Child Protective Services in the state of Philadelphia. Correct? 21?
Yeah. I think it's almost across the board, but it's definitely that way in Philly.
Wow. And so from that time, from 11 to 21, that is all of 10 years, you lived in 22 different homes.
Yes, I did.
That is, wow. That's wow. Okay, mm-hmm. We're going to get right back to that. But today, you're the owner of GAOM Enterprises, LLC, and the founder of the Phoenix Project. And you're currently working on your freshman project with Grammy Award-winning producer Helen Bruner and Terry Jones. Mm-hmm. And you anticipate the release of your debut single this year.
Yes, ma'am, I do. Yes, I do, among other things.
You're also on, you're a member of the cast of the new Philadelphia reality TV show, 215 Stilettos. It's written by award-winning producer Noble Brown Jr. and producer Miguel Nunez Jr. And I know that you are doing some other things. So please, why don't you, well, first of all, let me tell everybody, if you want to chat in live, you can go to Easy Way Broadcasting and click on Beauty Pop, and there's a space where you can live chat with us. For our last few minutes, the time always just disappears.
It does, because the conversation is really great, and it's a great show, and it's really upbeat, and it just makes the time go so much faster. So
I love it, but I look down at the time, and I'm like, what in the world?
We were having fun talking about beauty and vanity and stuff.
I know. Well, now let's talk about beautiful you. Let's talk about beautiful you. And out of all your experiences, I mean, you went from tragedy to triumph, literally.
Mm.
So, you know, what was, even though it was very difficult going to, I'm sure, 22 foster homes in 10 years, what was the most beautiful experience that you found, that you had out of that very difficult time in your life?
Okay. If I could say the most beautiful thing that I gained from those experiences is flexibility is what I gained as a, I don't know what you call it, it's a characteristic. So I would have to say definitely flexibility because you have to change so much. So that it becomes second nature to you. So I'm very, I can blend easily. I read a book years ago about, it's called Our Schizoid World. I don't know who the writer is, but it's probably somewhere along the lines of Freud or something. But it's your ability to be in an environment but not really be part of the environment if you have to be. It's just a way that you protect yourself. So I learned how to be who I am and be the whole person that I am through that I allow God to work through me, but not become part of whatever is not pleasant or good for me in my environment so that I can continue to thrive in my environment and be what it is I was sent here to be.
Wow. Basically, that's amazing. That's a good quality to have, to be able to, so basically you can be a chameleon. You've learned to become a chameleon, to be able to adapt to any situation, whether it's volatile or pleasant or, you know, wow.
Have to be able to change your emotion or your mindset very easily and very quickly to adapt, or you'll get lost, you know, or you'll get stuck at a period, or you won't grow. You can't grow past something that you haven't accepted and allowed yourself to move past. So it's just, that's what the most beautiful thing I got is from so many different experiences and so many different teachers, I'm not stubborn. I guess I have a strong will, but I'm so flexible. And humility. I learned that I got a lot of humility because I've always grown up just asking people to tell me what to do. You know, I don't know how to do it, so I'm not going to act like I know how to do it. I prefer taking the role of a student all the time. Mm. It's my favorite role because I can't learn by talking. I have to listen.
That's such a good quality, to be able to listen to others, and especially I find it most helpful to listen to others who've been down the, you know, because we have a lot of, you know, people who are older than us, and, you know, they can say, you know, jump off a bridge and, you know, this and that, but listen to people who have been down the road that you're intending to travel. Seek out mentors who have, maybe they've actually been trailblazers and have helped pave the way, or maybe they've, you know someone who has or had experiences, but every little bit that can help you on your journey in life is in a positive way, in a positive way. You know, if you have those people who are just, oh, well, you know, and, you know, always want to poo-poo, those are the same people.
Yeah,
who
the doom and gloom. I call them the doom and gloom people. What did Joyny call them on the show? I think she called them Debbie Downers or something.
Yes. That's what they are.
Like, oh, Debbie Downers. But there are people like that, and I've been, you know, I've started working in L.A. and everything. You know, I'm there once a month for a week working there, and I've already begun to run into people like that who want to give me the rundown on Hollywood, and these people are this way. And, you know, I find myself saying, look, I'm fresh to the scene. You know, it's kind of like if I were a kid and you were an adult and you had these things, but you're telling me all the negatives, don't kill my fire. You know, allow me to see for myself. Sure, you can give me this as warnings, but I've run into, they have a very strong will, those people, and they try and impose that will on you of that doom and gloom. Yes.
Yeah.
They are
just have, I have to tell you, from being in here and in this industry for 18 years and being in Los Angeles for, gosh, 9.5 at this school, I can tell you that people, there is a natural jealousy in people because they're, as we talked about, they're not beautiful and happy within themselves.
Inside.
They're happy and content with where they are.
Mm-hmm.
And so they want others to get disheartened and to get out of the game and just and just give up and go back to wherever you happen to be from.
Yeah, I'm coming all the way from Philly. I'm there and they're there. I'm like, well, you're here, so you have more opportunity than I do because you're already here.
Well,
you know,
and
I came all the way across the country to be here, you know, like, why are you, like, giving me this? Yeah, you're right. You're so right, Nalina. You're right.
And you just,
you're just right.
You have to, I know that you have to, you just have
be
to
careful.
Be careful of the people you align and associate yourself with. And you can, trust your instinct, trust your gut. Know that you are everything that you are intended to be, that you have all of the power, that you have all of the beauty, that you have all the strength that you need for you, and you can do whatever you set your mind out to do, and then but be open. Be open
you
to
are
anything.
So right.
And
I receive that. I accept that.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that.
Go.
And I don't compete. I believe that, Nalina, because our gifts are supposed to make room for us. So you don't have to go, you know, do underhanded stuff. You don't have, there are things you just don't have to do because our gifts will make room for us. So that's what I go on and just try to keep my heart pure. Through so much pain, you learn it's so much easier to just be nice and love people because who wants to be in those lower vibrations anyway? They just don't feel good. So my objective always is to do the things that make me feel really good. If I can feel really good about myself, I can cause other people to feel good about themselves.
Yes, you can. And let me tell you a little secret. This is actually a little, actually, it's not even a little secret. It's a big secret, but a lot of people don't know it. See, in this industry, people, because it's people-driven, and you have to be in sometimes close quarters and sometimes distant quarters, but you have to be with people in order to get a project done, whether it's a music project, whether it's a film project or a television project, you have to work with other people. And people want to work with people that they like. People want to work with people who are nice. And so people who, you may be the best actor or best singer, but if you have a jacked up attitude and you have a bad attitude, literally, you're not going to get the job. And now that I have on my producer's hat now, and I'd like to make a special announcement, I have just been nominated as an award-winning producer for my film, Clarissa's Gift. It's about bullying that starred Nene Kirby, who was on the show a little while ago.
I love it. I'm so excited for that initiative, too, the Cyber Watch.
Thank you.
Standing
the
up against bullies. Yeah, I'm so excited for the anti-bullying campaign that's coming forward. I'm all aboard.
It's amazing. It is absolutely, and it's a topic that Nene brought up. Actually, she was the she decided when we were getting together and deciding on for the 168 film project what our subject would be. And she's 12 years old. She immediately said bullying, and so then Oba and I set out to write a story about bullying, and now it is nominated. And I'm very excited about that.
This is
a very relevant
topic. It's very current. It's fresh, and it's not new.
It's not
being brought to light now because children are really getting hurt and damaged. You know, there's not only physical abuse, but there's mental and verbal abuse. You know, things come and stick with children. You know, so this is an awesome cause. I'm so excited for you. That's great.
Thank you. And I'm going to send you an invitation if you happen to be in town. You come to our red carpet soiree celebrating the event. I would love to invite you. But what I wanted to segue to was that not a new producer, I've been in it for a few years, but this is the next level. That I will specifically, and people do talk. There are people, certain people that I will work with again and certain people that I will never work with again on the cast and in the crew just because they gave me a hard time, and I'm not having it. We worked too hard on a project to have, and I'd much rather work with someone who, and this is all producers, it's not just me, all producers and all directors will tell you immediately they would much rather work with someone who may not be as talented, but who is a joy to work with versus
yes.
the one who is brilliant actor, but who just makes life miserable. Because at the end of the day, it's a full project. It's not just about the actor. It's not about the director. It's not about the music. It's not about the – it's a whole entire package, and everyone has to work well together. And so my
suggestion is, there's no I. There's the old things, no I in team. You know,
there
like
is
the
no,
basic
there,
things we learn.
There's no I in team. And my what I was going to say to you is that you have such a beautiful personality.
Well,
and you are so kind and so sweet and so wonderful.
Thank you.
I think that you will absolutely go far in this industry. And please tell us what else you're doing. That's what I want to know. What else you're – why are you out here every – oh, you know, once a month. What are you doing? I know that you're hosting the African Oscars in September something. And
September 13th, yep, right there in Beverly Hills. It's the fourth annual African Oscars. I'm actually a presenter. I believe Jackie Christie's hosting alongside one of the African hosts who has already been doing it for the past 3 years. So Jackie Christie's hosting. I'm definitely one of the presenters. You know, clearly I'm asking for which category I want to present for, but we'll see how that works out. But I definitely wanted to present to Lupita's category for Best Actor. So we'll see if I walk out. We'll know if I got that. I put my bid in for it. But so I'm doing that. And there's the 215 Stilettos, which Nova Brown Jr. is the director and producer, and Miguel Nunez is the producer, and Eric Zulli is the producer. So we talked about that already. I'm working on a single. I don't know when it's going to come out, but I'm doing a remix to a very current song. So I just won't say what it is. I'll surprise everyone, and we'll put distribution behind it. It's a remix to a song that's out now. But I'm an R&B singer. That's what I do as Phoenix before the TV and the show and everything. And what is at my heart is called the Phoenix Project. And it's set up to close foster kids because I grew up as a foster kid and I didn't have a lot of clothes. I remember all these different houses I was going to. You can't keep up with your clothes or the people take the clothes back that they bought you or whatever the case may be. You're just a pretty shabby-looking kid. So
wait, people take the clothes back?
Oh, my God. It's, if you haven't begun to when it's good that the reality show will get to start looking inside of some of the lives of former foster children. I don't know how that's going to unfold in production to actually show some of the things that we've gone through as we visit families, but there's just stuff that goes on. And so the only thing I really want to do is, you know, there's that Maslow's hierarchy of needs. It's an old model, but it's still relevant. And that bottom level was security. And that you can never really self-actualize unless you get these bottom levels taken care of. And clothes is right there on that first food, shelter, clothing. And, you know, they've already lost their homes. And they're bouncing their freight, and they don't have any clothes. So they're just kind of, like, stripped at such a young age of they don't even know who they are yet. So I think that's something so small because it's very important to me how you look in relationship to normal children. Unfortunately, you have to call them normal because they're from regular homes. Whether they're dysfunctional or not, they're still with a family member. So when you look at a foster child, most of the time you can pick them out. In a room or in a classroom. You can pick them out. The boys don't have haircuts. The girls' hairs aren't done. Their clothes are shabby. They may have body odor, you know, like things like that. So my program is just it's very simple. When they leave the RTF, which used to be called an orphanage, they're now called residential treatment facilities. When they go into the host home within the first week, they have to come through this Phoenix Project. There, we give them 5 pair of pants, 5 shirts, 5 pair of underwear, 5 t-shirts, 5 pair of socks, toiletries, a pair of shoes, and depending on the weather, an outer garment, outer covering, whether it's going to be a coat, a full-out worage coat in the winter, or it's a spring jacket. And then for the boys, they get a voucher for haircuts, and the females get a voucher to get their hair done. So when they go to school, what I'm trying to just do is help them to not feel so bad about themselves, because these foster kids grow up later. We found the statistic that 80% of the prison population were foster kids at one point.
Wow.
And that's a new statistic I just found out. You see what I mean?
Wow.
So there's so many people in the world, and I believe, Melina, even in the entertainment industry, who have gone through foster care, and no one talks about it. And I don't understand why it's such a taboo issue or topic in our country. We're a wealthy country. But I'm not here to change the world. I just want to give some kids some clothes. I just want to, you know, give out the clothes, and this Phoenix Project is going to be added to resource lists and will continue to grow. I just met with a contributor on Monday, and they're looking for a building for me for free so we can put this Phoenix Project in there and give out some clothes. I'm excited.
Nice. That is fantastic. Yeah. Oh,
that's
my
what
goodness.
Makes me happy. Like, that's the thing that makes me the happiest. I love writing. I love the high that I get from, like, making music and stuff. But the happiest is when kids come and they get clothes and they have this little boutique-looking bag. All their clothes were free, but they feel like they went shopping.
Ooh.
So it's really good. I love it.
Oh, that's beautiful. Oh, that's so beautiful.
So that's what I do. I do a lot of stuff, but I'd be all over the place. It's always awesome to talk to you. Thank you for having me on tonight. I'm on the East Coast. It's like 10 p.m. here.
I know. I was looking at the time, but you know what? The show is our
time. Thank God we weren't Skyping.
I know. I know, but the show is archived, so, you know,
people
who miss it live, they will be able to tune in and catch our fabulous conversation, and it was such a joy.
Yeah.
One last question, what about the single? When is it coming out?
Eric has me working with a new producer, so I would anticipate within the next 60 days. All I can say is probably less than 60 days. So we're just waiting on some final touches and stuff now. And then whenever they're ready to release it, we're going to release it. But Eric takes care of, like, most of that stuff for me. But once it's ready to go, I'm sure you'll know because you're in the loop. So I'm sure you'll know that we're going to have Phoenix on. She's got her song out. Yeah.
Well, I cannot wait to hear it. I absolutely can't wait, and I know it's going to be fantastic. Can you sing a little bit of it for us now before we go, or is it a total surprise?
It's a total surprise. No, I cannot do, like, an impromptu over-the-phone singing. That is not a good look. It's 10 o'clock at night.
Okay. You know, some can't. It's all good. That's why, you know, just wanted to ask.
They have those runs. They're teaching me now to get a run. I'm being trained right now. Get that one thing that you do. When they say, give me something, this is what you do. So maybe by the next time we talk, I'll have that thing programmed, and I'll just milk it out.
Okay, then that's the deal.
I don't think anyone knows that that's how it works. Yes, they've trained you to do that. I'm telling
secrets. They do. I know, you're telling industry secrets. Oh, my goodness. Stop telling them all. Well, Phoenix,
right.
It was such a joy to have you here today. Thank you so much for joining me on Beauty Pop. And if people want to follow you, how can they follow you and keep in touch with you?
Okay, on Facebook, I'm Phoenix Rose. That's Phoenix, and the word Rose. That's on Facebook. On Twitter and Instagram, I'm exactly the same. So it's going to be Phoenix_. And all my links to, like, my demos are on there, my artist e-cards on there, links for 215 Stilettos, And I think recently some links for the Phoenix Project information. So I'm excited.
All right. Well, fans,
follow me, and I'll follow you back. I'm team follow back. I follow back.
You follow back. That's awesome. Okay, well, I'm definitely going to follow you, and I'm going to actually jump back on my Twitter one day, but I will follow you. One day, girl. So in the meantime, everyone out there, thanks so much for tuning in to this edition of Beauty Pop. And remember, there is no one way to be beautiful because true beauty comes from within. Take care, and I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.
In my alley, let it go. Let it up, let it breathe. That's how it gotta be. Get your wings, don't let it fly. Okay. It's all.